don't know what's gonna happen.
Said the dishes were dirty. You said we have to
wash them.
Uh-huh. And after she washes the dishes, then she
dries them.
Or in clear water, she
wrenches them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
Dish rag.
And when you're drying them?
Dish towel.
And to bathe your face with? The
wash rag. Something gonna boil over there.
What about to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
And if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it,
get a pitcher.
Or you pour it through a
funnel.
And you know, in a barrel, the things that run around to hold the wood in place. Those are the.
You mean around the stays?
Uh huh. The thing that holds the.
The hooks.
Uh huh. And something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in.
Kegs.
Did you ever see a water barrel or water keg?
Yeah.
What's the little thing you turn?
A spigot.
Okay. And out in your yard, what you can turn and get?
Faucet.
Okay. What about the sink?
And spigots do. Faucets, either one.
Uh-huh. Did something that people can make out of sugar cane?
Yeah, sugar, syrup.
Uh-huh. What about something similar to syrup?
Molasses.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
Well, molasses is just cooked down longer. Mm-hmm. It's thicker than the syrup is. Just they keep cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And then after it goes out of the molasses, it goes into the sugar. Of course, the old blackstrap molasses is what they get off of where they're making the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's.
Do people ever eat that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they used to eat a lot of it.
They don't sell it, do they?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you can buy it at the store, the grocery store. It says blackstrap molasses on it. You know retina?
I've never seen it.
It's real strong. It's not like syrup.
Gingerbread. You do? But I knew they used the blackstrap in cattle feed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we beat it all the time. In fact, we paid too much easier and never get our money back out of it.
Hey.
Something that nowadays, if you bought some things at the store, the grocer would put them in a.
Had no time now. Used to put them in a bag, but today I don't know. They put them in boxes and anything else.
Uh-huh. What's the bag made out of?
Paper, most of them. These today's made out of plastic, a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. What about something that flour used to come in?
Used to come in flour sacks.
Mm-hmm. Made out of.
It was made out of cloth.
Mm-hmm. What about that, the rough bag or sack that feed used to come in?
Burlap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you call those?
Well, a lot of them call them burlap bags.
Any other names?
Mm-hmm. Sacks.
Croaker bags, we always call them.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
What?
Croaker bag, a lot of them.
What about toe sack or gunny?
Yeah, gunny sack. And they use them all. Name, all of them was the same thing, but they had a different name.
Uh-huh. If you carried corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount that you'd take at one time?
Well, a lot of them run in carried it by the bushel.
Mm-hmm.
Or peck.
Did you ever hear the expression, take a turn of corn?
No, I don't know what I have.
And if you got all the wood you could carry in your arms, mm-hmm. you'd say you had
a load of wood or a turn of wood.
Uh-huh. Or an arm.
Arm load.
Uh-huh. You'd say a turn of wood?
Yeah.
What else would you say turn about?